Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and joining me in studio this morning, Pastor Nabil Noor, pastor from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Armour, South Dakota, and also serving on the Presidium 5th Vice President, is that correct?
That is correct.
For the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And today we're here to talk about an upcoming trip. You have a trip planned.
Yes, I do. But before we do that, should we begin with a word of prayer?
That would be wonderful.
Almighty Father, as the sun is shining upon this office, we pray that the sun, S-U-N, will shine upon our darkened heart. As we have just celebrated the victory over death by His mighty resurrection power, so we pray that we look with great anticipation for our own resurrection, that we might celebrate that eternal victory that You have won. Be with us now and continue to shine upon our hearts. In the name of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Going back to your question, Saint, every year I take some saints with me to the old country, my home country where I was born in Nazareth. And during that time, I try to give them the culture, the custom, and the communication of God's word so that they might see that which is written as black and white become truly a vivid video in their minds and in their hearts.
And what will they encounter on that trip to your hometown?
The number one thing that they will encounter is they will walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Number two, the Bible literally will begin to be more than just words on a page. It will become a living voice of Jesus. He walked the earth. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we actually open the scriptures. We read the portion of the scripture that took place in that one location. And with that, I try to share with them, what does this mean to me personally? How did it affect the disciples when they stood there, when they walked in that area, and when they heard the words of Jesus being uttered in that one location?
Now, looking at the brochure, your means of transportation here appears to be a camel. Is that the case for the whole trip?
Almost all, not quite. This brochure, of course, was taken at the sea level of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is the lowest place in the world, 1,200 feet below sea level.
Wow.
We descend from the Judean hills, which is Jerusalem and the upper Judean. Then we go down, almost from 6,800 feet above sea level to 1,200 below sea level.
Wow.
So it's continuing descent. And as we go, we stopped at this one location, which is many of the saints who travel with me never seen a camel, let alone get to ride on a camel. So we stop, and that's why you see the caravan of my wife and I on the camel traveling with spices, bearing fruit like the Magi did.
So you get to, what are all the stops that you said you start off in Nazareth?
Once we come into Tel Aviv, my guide and my bus driver meet us there. We go straight to Nazareth. And in Nazareth, we do all the Galilean ministry. We are there for 3 days. We stop at Capernaum, Cana, Nazareth. We go to Mount Tabor, the Transfiguration Mount. We stop at Nain, at the Sea of Galilee. We do a boat ride, all of these things and everything. We also go to Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And so at all of those locations, we have scripture reading and hymn sing. We go to the Sermon on the Mount. That's another place, and we do that. So we have opportunity to actually go where Jesus went with his disciples. We don't do it chronologically as he did, because, you know, as he went up and down different directions, so we do the same things. We try to cover as many places as possible. And at every place we have a hymn sing, we have scripture reading, and we have a prayer. Then once we go to the Southern ministry, Judea, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, all of those areas we also visit, Bethsaida, Bethlehem, you know, Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, of course, takes almost 2 full days to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We do the Via della Rosa, which is the way of suffering. We go through that. We go to the upper room. We go to Caiaphas's house. We go to the place where they put him in prison for overnight. We go to the empty tomb. We go to the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, it just very emotional.
I'm sure.
Very, very emotional.
Now, traveling to sites, I have not been to the Holy Land before, but other historic sites, some history or time and weather certainly have changed some of those locations. When you're visiting these sites, how much of it is recognizable, or, you know, when you visit it?
The only thing that is really recognizable as far as the human eye is concerned mm-hmm. from the time of Jesus are two things. Number one is the Sea of Galilee. Mm. That has not changed. Mm-hmm. It cannot be altered. Okay, that we know is there. The second thing that is still as is the Garden of Gethsemane, at least the olive trees that are still remnant of the time of the Savior. Now, whether they were there at mm-hmm. that time or not, we don't know, because we know that Titus in 70 AD came and destroyed all of Jerusalem. But we do know that some of these olive trees are very authentic, mm-hmm. up to 2,000 years old. We do know that much as far as botanists are concerned. As far as going to a small village like Bethlehem, it's not a village. Mm-hmm. It's a city where just whistles and sirens and school kids and businesses. It's not what you think sure. in your eye. What is neat, at least with my tour, though we are in the heart of all of these areas, we go aside, secluded, so that we can focus mm-hmm. not on what you see with your physical eye, but with the eyes of faith. Mm-hmm. We go to the shepherd field where the caves are. We actually sit in the cave and we talk about, well, how did the shepherd mm-hmm. spend their evening? So we try, at least as much as humanly possible, get away from all of the noise and concentrate. What you do see is in every location that something happened with Jesus, there is a church. We have almost 6,400 churches in all of Israel. And Israel is smaller than New Jersey. Okay, so just think of that. We do not go to every church. Sure. It is just impossible for us to do so. But what we try to do is to highlight the most important aspect of what it is that we want to convey to them as we visit the holy sites that are before us.
Well, it sounds just like a fascinating tour. How can our listeners find out more about this trip?
Very simple. They can call my office mm-hmm. at 605-724-2489, or they may call my cell phone, 605-201-6998, or they may email me at nabilsnoor@hotmail.com. And I'm sure if you are gracious enough, dear brother, that you could put it on the web as a link.
Certainly.
To do so, because people are driving and not able to sure. write, and my name is not easy to spell anyway, so they might have difficulty with that.
Sure. Pastor Noor, always good to check in with you, and thank you for organizing a trip such as this so that, as you said, the saints can travel to see all these sites, and not just with their human eyes, but also with the eyes of faith.
That's the whole point. And the one thing that I do require of anyone who travels with me is this. I need you to bring your Bible. Mm. I need you to bring a notebook so that you can take notes. And thirdly, I need you to bring a highlighter. As you read through the scripture mm-hmm. and as we stand in this location, I want to emphasize, what does this mean and how does it apply to my life? Ultimately, it's not about seeing the stone. Ultimately, it's about seeing the eternal rock and the foundation of our faith, Jesus Christ. That's my whole point.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Noor. Always good to check in with you, and blessings on your preparations and the upcoming travels.
Thank you so very much, and God's blessings to you and to our listeners.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Rural and Small Town Mission right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.